Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode 49. Today we're talking about productivity, how to get more done, make more time, make more money when you level up. We're going to call it the three B's. Want to find out what I'm talking about? Listen to the episode. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here talking to you today about what to do when your life explodes. What am I talking about? Well, explodes in a good way, right? When suddenly you find yourself with too many things to do or so many things to do, however you want to phrase it, right? I'm currently in that state and it's a time of growth and it can be a little bit overwhelming. And so I want to share with you what I've been doing. And I guess just get some stuff off my chest because this is cathartic for me. So what are my two pieces of advice? Batch and be present. One more time for the folks in the back. Batch and be present. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you read any of those like self-help books, like, you know, get organized kind of books, they talk about batching things, which is basically doing a bunch of the same stuff at the same time. Instead of answering emails every day, you wait until like Thursday and then you answer them all at once. Now, I can't speak to what exactly you should personally be batching, but what I've recently started implementing is doing certain tasks only on certain days. So for example, I have Maestro Mondays. So on Mondays, that is the day that I take care of anything that's related to growing the Movement Maestro. Tuesdays are when I do my podcast recording. Wednesdays are when I do my rock tape work, right? Because I do a bunch of, I wear a bunch of different hats. And so what I was doing for a while was doing a little bit of everything on every day. And I'm going to say it's not wrong to do that. I think that we use the strategies that suit us best until we outgrow them. And I know for me, I didn't like the thought of batching. I didn't like the thought of being forced into a box. Like, yeah, I hate rules, whatever. And I was able to get by. So I think when people read those books, kind of self-help books, organizational books, until you want to do something, you're not going to do it. You're going to stay in your routine, right? Until you need and want to do something. Because there's a time where you probably start needing to do other things. But until you actually want the outcome of doing those other things, you're not going to change anything. I'm finally at a point where I want the outcome of doing those things that some of those books have said, because I need more, you know, I need more time. And the way to make more time is to have more organization. So that is what I'm doing now. I am batching things. I have assigned things to specific days. And now it's tying to point number two, I'm being present when I do those things. So once you start batching, when you're doing that task, only focus on that task. The tendency, or at least my tendency, is to be doing this one thing but kind of thinking about the other thing. Then maybe you stop this thing, so like in the middle of it suddenly you're like doing laundry and then you wash the dishes and you come back to this thing. There's a reason we do that, right? Procrastination is a habit. It's a way that we can kind of take a break from reality, give ourselves a break to think, have control over the situation. But if we're looking at productivity, then what we want to do is be present. Understand that we've allotted this day, whatever, this time, however you break it up, to doing this one thing. So do that thing. And then if you want, you know, use those other activities as a reward, whether it's looking at social media, doing your laundry. That's a terrible reward. I would not recommend that as a reward, but if that's what you want, that's what you want. Right. So you do that thing, you give yourself the reward, you're present while you're doing it, rather, you give yourself the reward, and then, you know, we can go on to the next thing, the next batched task. So we batch, and then we are present. One last thing that we're going to look at, and maybe I'll put a B in front of it so that it can be the three B's. All right, we said batch, be present, and the third one, boundaries. Look, I didn't have to actually even put a B in front of it. Batch, be present, and boundaries. Once we start getting busy, that sounded funny, right? Once we start getting busy, you got to be mindful of your time and learn how to say no. It is something that I am terrible with. So I'm not speaking to you from a soapbox. I'm speaking to you with you eye to eye on this, and something that I need to work on. You know, I put these episodes out and they're just as much for me as they are for you. So we need to be able to set boundaries and say no, because once you start getting a lot of stuff on your plate, you don't have time for some of this other stuff. And you have to understand that people will be okay with it, right? It's a really tough thing to start doing, but it's necessary when you're trying to level up and get all that shit done, right? So the three things that we went over today, keeping this episode short: batch, be present, and set them boundaries. All right, I'm getting out of here. I got stuff to do because I've batched my work. I set some boundaries, but I'm being present while I record this. As always, guys, you are number one. I appreciate you endlessly for listening to this. You could be doing anything, and you chose to spend some time with the Maestro. So thank you, and one more time, thank you. If you liked it, give it a review. If you loved it, subscribe. Please. It helps people find the podcast. All right, folks. Until next time, Maestro out.